Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast reviews movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 674, and it is your review of Charlie Chaplin's The Gold Rush. As always, it's Nerds Gonna Hear the host, show along to my wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful Monday night.
Yep, Monday night, live and early and ad-free for you all over on patreon.com/thenerdcore. At the $1 tier, you get this episode live and ad-free for your wonderful ears before anybody else gets to listen to it on Tuesday. And, of course, today's episode is brought to you by SeatGeek, but we'll talk about that later on in the show. And, of course, Brad, before we can get into the review, how are you doing today?
Doing okay, bro. Went to work. About it.
Yep.
I did start Fallout this weekend. So
yep.
I have gone through a few episodes. And yeah, Amazon spent money on that. So
yeah. We'll have our Fallout review next week. And we'll have that season review next week for you all. We're not doing episodically, so we're gonna be doing that as just the season review. I was going to ask you if you wanted to, what's it called, do Knuckles. Knuckles is dropping this week as well.
The movie or the show?
Show. It's like a 4-episode miniseries.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah. On Paramount Plus, though.
I don't know. Do you have to watch? Have you had to have watched the Sonic movies to understand that whole concept?
You watched the first one, didn't you?
I don't remember.
I mean, the second one is a lot of fun with Knuckles.
I don't think I did. I was just talking shit to that one guy and pissed him off. And he's like, I'm not going to fucking watch it. So.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie, Brad. They're pretty good movies.
Yeah, it's the principle of the thing.
Yeah, I know it's the principle of the thing. Yeah, but it looks like a pretty fun series. And I think it's like only like 4 episodes. So it's
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but yeah, man, I just went to work as well and went ahead and I was at work and I did my work stuff.
Yeah. Work stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Wanted an update on the bruise.
Yeah. Doesn't seem as red.
No. It is nasty though.
Yeah.
It's pretty nasty. Yeah. But yeah, I went to work, Brad. I came back here. I took a really big nap, woke up to take the dogs out, watched this movie, and started uploading the episodes for the Nerdcore live show feed of Shogun. So all of Shogun currently is up on that feed, y'all, for audio listeners. So please go ahead and follow that feed and leave a 5-star review on that feed, please. Yep. But Brad, anything to report? What was up? Did you get to watch the Danielson and Ospreay match?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Wait, no, I did. I did watch. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the boxing match.
Garcia. Yeah. No, not Garcia and Haney.
Okay, no. Yes, I did watch the Ospreay Danielson match.
Yeah,
that fucking was crazy, right? That was pretty good. That was pretty fucking good.
Yeah, fuck, man. Well, that's my favorite match of the year so far. Oh my god, what a match! Yeah. The freaking, what's it called? Hidden blade into the Bosaiko knee midair, bro. Holy crap. Yeah. What a freaking match, man. Ospreay, man. He's crazy. Yeah. Also, Brad, while I was downloading episodes for this, for the feed, I noticed, bro, I was like, why the fuck isn't our episode of Shogun got a single view? Like, what's up with that? Brad, you put the thing to be unlisted. You didn't put it for public.
That's how I'm supposed to put it, unlisted.
No, on Sundays for the live show is for everybody. Man,
like, I don't fucking know on the weekends. Like, I do the main show shit. And that's how I was told to do it. So if it's off and you don't tell me to do it, I'm doing it.
I didn't notice until today. I didn't notice until fucking today. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck? I'm like, why don't we have a single view on this video? And I was like, oh my god, Brad put it out on unlisted.
Which is what I put all the shows. Because that is how I was taught to do it.
All because of my fucking hand. It was hurting like a motherfucker. That's the only reason why I didn't fucking do it. On Saturday. But yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going on, bro? Like, why is this what's it called, got no views. Like, you're telling me nobody wanted to listen to our, to what's it called, a review of Shogun? I was like, what the hell? Yeah. And but that explained why there was like 5 viewers on X, 1 on Twitch, and 0 on YouTube.
Hey, yeah. Don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. But what a time. I was so confused. I was like, why is there like not a single view on YouTube here? Like, did we feel completely different from everybody else?
No, yeah. We just unlisted.
Yeah, it's just fucking unlisted. Yeah. But yeah, man, tomorrow I get my copy of Nostalgia, Brad. My 4K of Nostalgia comes in tomorrow. So I'm excited for that. That means that we'll be able to finally conclude Tarkovsky here on the channel soon. So that'll be fun. And we won't have to look at a really ugly copy of the film.
Yay.
Yeah. But yeah, guys, we're concluding Charlie Chaplin month today as we wrap it up with this film, The Gold Rush. And for those of you who are wanting specifics, we are going to be discussing the 1942 version of the film. Because I said, hey, fuck it, let's go ahead and throw it a little different in here. And but I was not aware that it was actually the same movie.
It was the same movie, just Charlie talking.
Talking, yeah.
Talking, well, not talking in the movie, but like...
Narration. I guess he just took off all the intertext with the dialogue and all that. So, yeah. But with that said, yeah, let's go ahead and get this going. Brad, let's go ahead and do this thing. Today's episode of the Nerdcore is brought to you by SeatGeek. Whether you want to see your favorite band, sports team, or comedian, SeatGeek has you covered. We're proud to be partnering with SeatGeek to offer you $10 off your first order with code TheNerdCore. That's $10 off your first order at SeatGeek.com with code THENERDCORPS. So take a seat at your next live event with SeatGeek. Thank you. Now let's get back to today's video. Let me go ahead and introduce you all to The Gold Rush, guys. The Gold Rush is a 1925 American silent comedy film written, produced, and directed by Charlie Chaplin. The film also stars Chaplin in his Little Tramp persona, Georgia Hale, Max Swain, Tom Murray, Henry Bergman, and Malcolm White. Chaplin drew inspiration from photographs of the Klondike Gold Rush and as well as the story of the Donner Party, who went snowbound in the Sierra Nevada when driven to cannibalism or leather from their shoes. Chaplin, who believed tragedies and comics were not far from each other, decided to combine these stories of deprivation and horror in comedy. He decided that this famous rogue figure would become a gold digger who joins a brave optimist determined to face all the pitfalls associated with a search of gold, such as sickness, hunger, cold, loneliness, or the possibility that he may, at any time, be attacked by a grizzly bear. Then the film, scenes like Chaplin cooking and dreaming of his shoe, or how his starving friend Big Jim sees him as a chicken, could be seen. The Gold Rush was critically acclaimed upon its release and continues to be one of Chaplin's most celebrated works. Chaplin himself cited it several times as the film for which he most wanted to be remembered. In 1942, Chaplin re-released a version with sound effects, music, and narration, which received Academy Award nominations for Best Music Score and Best Sound Recording. In 1958, the film was voted number 2 on the prestigious Brussels 12 list at the 1958 World Expo by a margin of only 5 votes behind Battleship Potemkin. In 1992, the film was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. In 1953, the original 1925 version of the film entered the public domain in the United States because the claimants did not renew its copyright registration in the 20th year after publication. Of course, written, directed, produced, starring Charlie Chaplin. Cinematography is done by Roland Tothero, edited by Chaplin. Music from the re-release was done by Charlie Chaplin, Carly Eleanor, Max Tur, and James L. Fields. And it sits at an hour and, an hour and 35 minutes for the original, but the 72 minute 24 FPS is that's how long it is. Now we're in 12 minutes. Yeah, in 24 frames per second. On a budget of $923,000, Brad, it made $2.5 million in the U.S., Canada, and $4 million worldwide.
That's impressive.
So, $6.5 million.
I'm trying to figure out how this movie was $923,000, but...
Yeah. Who the fuck knows, Brad? Who the fuck knows? But Brad, I have to say, Brad, I'm going to go ahead and... via disclaimer here, this is my least favorite Chaplin we've watched so far, but I'm not saying that it's not entertaining because I really did find this fun. I really liked this movie. I thought it was fucking funny with the bear in the beginning, like just walking behind him. I was like, oh, now, and then the bear just goes into the cave.
Now it begs the question, is it a real bear? Is it a guy in a bear suit? Because we've seen a real lion thus far.
I think the chicken was a chicken in a guy in a chicken suit.
The chicken was a guy in the chicken. It was probably Chaplin in a chicken suit. Yeah, to be honest, because if I was Chaplin, I would want to wear the chicken suit. The bear though is questionable in some places because sometimes it looks like a guy in a bear suit, and sometimes it looks like a bear.
Yeah, so they did a pretty damn good job at making us wonder if it was a real bear.
Yeah,
but I still had a lot of fun with it. I still found it really charming and really funny. I stacked up against everything else that we watched this month, along with The Great Dictator, this definitely isn't my favorite Chaplin. Brad, what are your initial thoughts?
Well, Ro, I think you're absolutely right. he was thinking I was going to say it was wrong. No, this is, I mean, when I compare it to what we've watched, The Great Dictator, The Kid, City Lights, I mean, even The Circus, I think.
I love The Circus.
I like those movies just a little bit more, or in some cases, quite a bit more than The Gold Rush. I think it's a fun film by Charlie. I don't think he misses. I think he's another one that just doesn't miss. But at the same time, it's not my favorite. There's moments of hilarity in this, when there's the snowstorm and they open the doors and he gets pushed through the door,
or when the house is tilting,
when Big Jim tries to eat him. There's moments in his, they do make you chuckle, but yeah. When I compare it to like The Great Dictator or City Lights,
yeah,
it's not up. Not quite up to those movies, in my opinion.
Not quite my tempo. Yeah. Like, it's just, and it's like, I'm telling you, man, like this whole month we've watched all these like silent era, like classics. Remember, we watched The Kid, we watched City Lights, we watched, we watched Circus. I still even like The Circus more than I like this one.
But I think The Circus was funnier. I think The Circus had more funny moments.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think this one is charming. Has very charming moments. And then Georgia Hale in this. Charlie Chaplin knows how to hire the very attractive actresses for his movies.
Oh, yeah. Very apparently. Beautiful woman, man. Oh, yeah. My God. She's beautiful. But yeah. And I wasn't massively impressed the way that, you know, I've been impressed with like his other movies that I've watched this month. But I have to say, like, It's wild to see him like cover something like the Donner Party in such humor, but it goes to show just how great of a storyteller he was. Like, he was able to find the humor in that and be able to, you know, translate it over to the screen well enough where it's not like outwardly like making fun of them. Instead, it's kind of like trying to use the situation to push a little bit of humor in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really like that. And I thought that was a really good, really cool move from him to make the film like that. I love the score. There was parts of the score, Brad, and I mean, this is probably, you probably aren't going to remember the Vertigo score, but I remember it really well because I've seen the movie like five fucking times, so I know that score really well. But there were moments of the score where I was like, is this about to sound like the freaking Vertigo from Hitchcock? And for some reason it got like, I was like, oh crap, no it's not. I'm like, okay. But I like the score. I don't know if the narration really helps this movie, Brad. I think I might have preferred to have watched the silent version.
Yeah, man, I don't. I mean,
it's just weird.
Well, Well, it might have been because not only was Charlie Chaplin narrating like the written cards,
yeah,
he was narrating other characters. He was narrating himself on screen, and then Big. So it got kind of into weird territory there.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it, but at the same time, I think I might agree with you. It might have been better as the 1925 version.
Yeah, as a silent era film, like
yeah.
I think I might have liked it at least with the score in the back, right, for the silent film. But yeah, I was just kind of like, I don't know if I'm really like, I don't think I really like this way that with the what's it called with the narration.
I mean, because we've seen like the kid in City Lights, like it was unnecessary. There wasn't like with the cards, there was perfectly fine movies, even great. I got to bring up one scene though. Because we haven't brought it up, and I gutturally laughed at it. I thought it might have been the funniest part of the movie. There is a dog in the shack when they first get there. Charlie Chaplin and Big Jim.
Yeah.
And then Big Jim goes like, I'm hungry or something. And he grabs the dog and he walks outside. And Charlie's face is like this shock moment. And I'm expecting Big Jim to have eaten the dog. Like, I'm literally. And then Big Jim walks back in with the dog. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Like, oh, thank God
he, oh, didn't, thank God, he didn't eat the dog.
But he thought about it. That's he the did, thing. He thought about it.
I mean, Charlie definitely thought he was going to. So yeah. I don't know if that was planned or if that was Big Jim's actor just going, hey, dog. After he says, I'm hungry.
Dog, yeah. I really wonder, Brad, if the bear was real. Like,
I mean, it was a good suit if it wasn't. Like,
yeah. By the way, just the techniques they were using, like the transition from him in the chicken suit to like it being Charlie Chaplin, I was like, oh my God, like that was a good transition.
That
like,
was a good transition, especially for what was it, 1925?
Yeah.
Like, holy God. And I just bring up the bear mentioning if I don't know if it's real or not, just because in the circus, the lion was real.
Yeah. Originally, a stagehand wore the chicken suit from Jim's hallucination. But when he couldn't move Sir Charles Chaplin walk and manners, Chaplin himself donned the suit.
Knew it.
Yep. Wow. Okay. An actual American black bear was used for the scene where the lone prospector encounters the beast. This was unusual for the time when it was normal for very phony looking costume men to play large animals.
Okay. That explains why the bear looked like a bear.
Yeah.
Because it was a bear.
Yeah. That was a, oh my God, that was an actual real bear, Brad. Oh my God.
I also like some of the dialogue. Some of the dialogue is pretty funny in this movie.
Yeah.
Is like when they get out to the cabin and the dude on the run, the felon, they run into him and he's basically telling Chaplin to get out. And that's all he says. He says, get out, get out. Get out. And Charlie just like moves around back into the cabin and shit. And I'm sitting there just going, oh God, this is funny shit. It shouldn't be as funny as I'm thinking it is, but just with his mannerisms, with the tramp's mannerisms, it just makes it so much better.
Yeah. And it, you know, the fact that this is another film with a tramp, I was like, damn, bro, like this doesn't really hit like the other tramp films I've watched, you know, like compared to like City Lights and The Kid. It's like, I really like the tramp in those films.
I mean, and I feel like it might be due, and nothing against Georgia Hill. I think she's beautiful in this and does great. A good job. But you have more chemistry between Chaplin, like in City Lights, and the female actress in that. And then in The Kid, Charlie Chaplin,
1000%.
And the relationship with the kid. It's like those. The relationship wasn't like allowed to go that far like in City Lights. Because that. Yeah. That just brought you in and made you feel for those two and did a really good job at showing that relationship bloom. And this one, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah. I have something here, Brad. Max Swain decided to quit, complained that he couldn't bear such a vigorous role wearing a thick fur winter suit.
Big Jim.
Sir Charles Chaplin let him leave, but decided to coax him. Coax him back. Unfortunately, Swain had already shaved, and rather than have to him wear a fake beard, Chaplin decided to pause production until Swain regrew his beard. God damn! Oh wow! Brett, the movie may well feature the earliest born actor in any major film. Born in 1828 in modern-day Bronzeville, Texas, Pop Taylor appears in the movie as the ancient dancing prospector. He was 70 years old at the time of the actual Klondike gold rush of 1898. From Bronzeville, Texas himself, huh?
Holy crap.
Yeah. At the time of filming, Sir Charles Chaplin and Georgia Hale were having an affair. So that when the finale's lingering kiss was filmed, it was, according to Hale, in Unknown Chaplin 1983, not acting. By the time the movie was reissued in 1942, Chaplin was long done with Hale, and he trimmed their final scene to exclude the long kiss.
Oh, damn. Hey.
Yeah.
That's holding a grudge.
Yeah.
How did you like that ending? I wasn't sure about the ending. Because it's like, I found my gold. We're millionaires. Let's get on the Titanic.
I wasn't really big. I was like I'm telling you, Brad. I was just kind of like, oh, all right. Like, it's whatever. I thought it was all right.
I mean, like, I get it. Like, you become a millionaire back in the 20s. What else are you supposed to do except get on the big boat?
Yeah. He's going to die on the fucking Titanic. Yeah. But like I said, Brad, like, even though she was having an affair with her, like, I don't feel like I ever felt any real connection with them, no real, like, chemistry with them. I was just like compared to, like, the women in Sea Lights and the kid, I was like, I felt more with that ending of the kid, Brad.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think the editing isn't quite on this one. Like, City Lights and the kid, you're allowed to be, like, surveying that relationship as it's happening. And you're like, okay, this, I mean, there is definitely, you know, there's this father relationship in the kid. And then there's this very close, you know, growing relationship between the tramp and the woman in City Lights. And you can actually feel that connection. I don't think that was ever allowed to be shown in the Gold Rush as well.
No.
Which is kind of surprising me, because the kid was in 21. And he got that correct. And then City Lights was 31. And City Lights, he might have learned better moving forward, because City Lights, I mean, he knocked that one out.
But like I said, I still have a lot of fun with it. I still, what's it called, laughed. And I thought that it was still a very charming film for Charlie Chaplin. Even at his, like, even at where I think he's not the best, he's still doing better than a lot of people.
I mean, he is one of the funniest comedians to ever grace stage and screen.
Yeah. So I still really like this movie. I think my final verdict is more around like a 7.5, Brad.
Yeah. I forget what I gave The Circus. I feel like it was an 8.5 or something. I think I would give this, 7.5 seems good. I think 7.5. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like I said, I like it, man. And I think that I think maybe I'd be thinking about it a little bit of, you know, differently if I had watched the silent version. Because I just, like I said, I felt like the narration just doesn't work that well.
It wasn't necessary, really. I don't think. I mean, especially, like, if he was just narrating the cards, that'd be one thing. But he narrates himself in the movie. He narrates Big Jim and, you know, all these other characters. Yeah. And it's like,
it just kind of gets you, pulls you out of the film.
Yeah.
And he's just like, okay, like, I'm kind of like out of it. Like, especially because, like, your voice doesn't match their what's it called? Their lips. So it's just like, oh, it just feels odd. Yeah.
There's a small British man speaking for Big Jim. And I would imagine like a big booming, like, voice coming out of Big Jim.
Yeah. Oh, Big Jim. All he wanted to do was eat the tramp.
Oh yeah, the shoe eating sea Jesus.
Oh my god! Like I said, funny movie.
Funny stuff.
I have had fun with it, but
it's not quite up there with the rest of them that we watched.
Yeah, just not up there with the rest. But that concludes our review of The Gold Rush. As always, thank you all so much for joining us. TheNerdCore.com is our website. Twitter at TheNerdCore_, Instagram at TheNerdCore, TikTok at TheNerdCore, Patreon.com/TheNerdCore. For $1 a month, you get this episode live and ad-free before anybody else gets to listen to it on Tuesdays at 12 p.m. Central Time. And of course, we have other stuff going on. Tomorrow is our mini pod on the $5 tier, where you can go ahead and get that, along with Wednesday's TV show commentary of True Detective Season 1, Episode 6. Next month is the last two episodes of True Detective Season 1, and we'll go move on from there to another show in June. But that's going to be on the $5 tier as well. And go and check that all out on patreon.com/TheNerdCore. Of course, we also have our Discord, which you can go ahead and check out at this with our link in the description below. So go ahead and click that link and join our Discord to discuss Chaplin with us. Of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, please make sure that you subscribe to the channel and you leave a like. Click the notification bell so you don't miss a single review that drops on the channel. I promise, guys, this is not going to be our last Chaplin month. We have so much more Chaplin to watch, and I would love to talk more Chaplin on here. Of course, if you're on the podcast side of things, leave a 5-star review and follow us on your favorite podcast app of choice. All of that helps us out so much. And of course, none of this is possible without our patrons. We want to thank our patrons for being the wonderful people that they are. And of course, they're all just amazing people. And of course, our Patreon producer, Shane, where can they find him, Brad?
You can follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at ThriftedIL, or go buy something from the Suppy God at PresidentCityVintage.com.
Yeah. Of course, that is it for our Chaplin month. We are going to be bringing another different month this week, this next month in May. But for now, that's it. Guys, like I said, it's going to look a little different this week because I have a family reunion. So like I said, tomorrow and Wednesday is all Patreon stuff. Nothing on Thursday for y'all. Nothing on Friday. Nothing on Saturday. But on Sunday, I'll be back home and we can do our review of Shogun Episode 10, the series finale for y'all. We'll have that up next week. We're back with more reviews, more live shows. We're going to be doing Fallout Season 1 next week. And we have a lot of other cool stuff coming down the line. So for now, Brad, that's it. Let's go ahead and get them out of here.
All right, Roland, thank you for being host as always. Thank to all those who join us in future chats. Thank you to our listeners out there, Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, if you ever question if it's a man in a bear suit or a bear, just go with it's a bear. Young Yoda out.
They had some balls back in the day.
Shh, lions and bears.